King David had often been in some straits, where the obstacles he faced were bigger than his resources, where his hope of deliverance seemed overwhelming and improbable in the sight of man, where David was in such a jam and against such impossible odds, that it was all he could do not to faint beneath the weight of them, that all he could hope for and pray for was a breakthrough from God, whether he was being chased like a flea among the rocks by a jealous King Saul, or facing an army of Philistines too numerous to count. David knew one thing for certain, and that was his unshakable faith in God. He had seen Almighty God go to work in his behalf in former times, and he knew that no matter how impossible his desperate situation was, that it was not too big for God to handle. Was he not the lad who slew the lion and the bear? Was he not the lad that, when he faced a giant, he handed him his head? David had learned to trust his God. Perhaps you, friend, are in a jam, and you don't know how you will ever get deliverance from the seemingly impossible odds stacked against you. Perhaps you are a pastor, and some wicked deacons are trying to run you out of your church. Maybe you got some bad news today, or perhaps the giants you face or the stack of bills you don't know how you're going to pay. You've been in desperate prayer, and you're looking to God for a breakthrough because he is your only hope. Whatever your present trial is, friend, you can rest assured that God knows about it, and he has the power to do something about it. The title of my message this evening is When You Need a Breakthrough from God, and my text can be found in the book of Psalms. You can turn in your Bibles there now, friends. We will be in Psalm 27. In this particular psalm, David is looking back and praising God for bringing deliverance. And this psalm is a testimony about the living God who sits on a throne and cares for his own. There's an old hymn we don't sing much anymore called God is Still on the Throne. And it goes, when troubles beset us and trials upset us, God is still on the throne, and God takes care of his own. And his true friends, listen to me. God has a plan ready to put into action regarding your situation. God wants you to stand upon his word and trust his promises. He wants you to rely solely upon him and his power, and he wants you to look to his resources and lean on his spirit. He wants you to believe that he is able. He wants you to believe that with God all things are possible. Time and time again in the Gospels, we see Jesus saying to someone, your faith has made you whole. There are two verses I want to draw our attention to in Psalm 27, friends, and look at your will first at verse 13. Let me read us this striking verse of Scripture at this time, for David is looking back to the faithfulness of God in his care over his own, and David expresses himself along these lines in that he believes he can trust God to bring about that which he has spoken. Listen to our text. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Here David is saying that the trial and trouble he was in was too much for him. King David was a warrior, a mighty man, but this obstacle he was facing was humanly impossible to overcome. It was so overwhelming, it caused him so much anxiety that it made him almost faint. About a year and a half ago, I was walking down the hall in an office building, thinking about my personal troubles that I was in, and I stumbled against a wall to keep from fainting. That's how hard my trial was. It literally overwhelmed me. And that's how David expresses himself, that if it were not for his unshakable faith in God, he would faint under his trial. He looks back on that season of trouble and comments, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Meaning in his lifetime, not seeing God's goodness in death, for he surely would see God's goodness then, but he counts on, relies on, banks everything he has on the belief that he will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Do you believe that, friend? Do you believe that you will see the goodness of God in your situation? Listen to the last verse of this psalm as King David encourages all followers of God down through the centuries to believe in seeing his goodness. Listen to his encouraging words. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Are you looking for a breakthrough from God, friend? I am. I am looking to him for one now. My hope is in him. He can be trusted because he has our best interests at heart. In Jeremiah we read, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. He is your hope, friend, and I hope you realize that. Remember this, friend. God's word is true, and he is true to his word. You can bank on that. And Jesus is not only worthy, he is worth it. Let us pray.